I just suppose, Richard, that I guess you wanted to continue on and get another crack at England as soon as possible after the day.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, it's one of those days. Spoon just told me it's 20 degrees in London today, so you put that down to global warming. You know. Yeah, very disappointing. Very disappointing. You know, but it is what it is. We will be looking forward to the next one.
And you think you'll be able to still carry that good spirit forward after?
Yeah, I think so.
Disappointing
day,
does
things. No, I don't think so. I think the side's in a good place. Enjoying their cricket.
Does it feel like it's coming together at quite a good time, just ahead of the World Cup?
I think we're very clear on what we need to work on. So, you know, I mean, ideally in this series, you know, you want to win every game. We want to win the series. We're clear on that. You know, it doesn't necessarily work out like that in the real world. So, but we know what we need to work on, and we're not really too hung up on the outcomes. I think coming out of the series, being clear, we've got a triangular in Ireland. There'll be a few lads away at the IPL. So I think we'll be, I think we'll have a very strong sense of having been able to assess where we are, what we need to polish up in Ireland, and any key last steps in the UK before the World Cup.
So you say you're very clear on what you have to work on. Mm. What is that you have to work on?
Just really getting the guys playing combinations well, getting used to each other. You know, some of the lads haven't played a great deal of cricket together. So getting the squad and the team comfortable with each other. Just some basic strategy, really. You know, we've got some guys like Shane, Johnny, etc. coming in. Nicholas Pooran. They just haven't played collectively as a team. So that's really important. So clarity around roles and you know, just supporting the guys in terms of them being able to deliver their skills, really.
Having Andre Russell back, must be a real boost.
Yeah, that's great. It's great having him in the setup. Obviously, he's one of a kind. Adds greater depth. You know, we've got some great all-rounders in the squad, and that's always lovely because that's competition for spots. So that keeps everybody honest.
Is there a chance of Sunil returning in time for the World Cup?
Yeah, that'll be a question for Courtney Brown, I think, chairman of selectors. Yeah.
And just from your point of view as the opposition head coach, and William don't have Stokes in their team. How much difference does that make?
Yeah, he's a very fine player, and you know he adds balance, etc. But you know we're not overly focused on England or who's playing or whatever. I'm rolling out all the coaching cliches here, but we're just really paying attention to what we need to focus on.
And do you think England are kind of unusual in having six bowlers who are able to bowl a lot? They're six bowlers who can bowl more than the World Cup of 15.
I think it gives him a lot of balance, actually. You know, I think for Owen it offers him options both ways. He can be versatile in his strategy. I think it's, you know, I think they're a very well balanced side. You know, they've got great depth in their batting. They've got a lot of world class players. They're a very, very dangerous side, and they are, you know, it will have been spoken about, and it will be part of them having to manage it. But you know, they are the number one side going into the World Cup.
Would you be inclined to look at Andre as soon as he's with you and available as the time is running out for the World Cup, or is it a question of assessing his fitness when he arrives and seeing what he's up to?
Well, he's in the mix for the next game. Absolutely.
So your understanding is he's fully fit and available to play the field again as he's going to
leave? Mm. And
Tenno,
you've got 10 overs if needed.
Sorry?
You've got 10 overs if needed.
Well, he's going to give us overs. You know, with the balance we've got on the side, I think we've got, you know, we certainly... He's had some issues in the last couple of years. We need to manage him carefully. But he also, you know, like the situation which Owen's got with the England side, you know, you've got a collection of bowlers, so you're not necessarily hamstrung by only having five.
Even though it's only one wing, the fact that you actually put in that performance against the number one side in the world and and obviously the West Indies had to qualify for the World Cup. Does that go to show the difference between number one and number 10 across this World Cup is actually maybe a little tighter than people think?
Yeah, I couldn't speculate on that really. I know that you know, the right West Indies combinations with a fully focused side, they can beat anybody on their day. You know, I wasn't there at the World Cup qualifier, so I can't speak to that or those combinations. I know with the group of guys we've got, I think we're pretty confident we could take anybody down on the day.
Is Chris Gayle named on to open up the World Cup?
Yeah, I can't speak on behalf of the selectors, but I think he's put forward a very resounding case. You know, he's just class, really. You know, he's a little bit like Andre, is one of a kind. It's always great having guys on your side who are quite scary for the opposition, knowing full well what they can deliver. So he's been fantastic. He's been great with the younger lads.
Do you have to accept that he is, both those guys are one of a kind? I mean, no one eats up deliveries at the start like him, but then not many hit sixes towards the middle or end, like,
yeah.
Is that something you just have to accept
that
he's a bit different?
Yeah, look, Chris can play both games. I think that, you know, he would, in those first two games, I think he was really just getting the feel for quite a spongy wicket, you know, batting first. For those who know Barbados, it is, you know, it can be a game of two halves, really. That morning or that early session can be very different to the match later on, so I think he was just playing himself through. I mean, you guys know, and Lady knows from T20s, you know, Chris can attack that first power play brutally. So, and I think him just getting it back into the squad and settling down, I think, you know, on good wickets he'll be going hard pretty early.
Do